Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. Today's episode marks the 12th of June of the year 2020, episode 164 of this year alone. On this day in history, in 1817, the velocipede, aka Dandy Horse, was driven first by inventor Carl von Drais, astonishing the populace and scandalizing the ladies. The velocipede is a direct ancestor of the Boris bike, except despite being made of wood and iron, it was significantly lighter than the Boris bike. Yeah, zing. And on this day in 1943, all 1,180 Jewish inhabitants of the Jewish quarter in Brezhany, Poland, were killed by German soldiers. I do tend to mention a pogrom in this program where I can, but it's tough to fit them all in without this light-hearted satirical news program becoming an endless primal scream. I guess that is why 97% of topical comedians are sociopaths. Happy birthday today to controversial self-help guru Jordan Peterson. Jordan Peterson says about 90% totally common sense stuff, really useful, helpful, particularly for young men who don't know where their lives are going. And then he says like maybe 20% like hack Christianity and through a Jungian psychiatric lens, and then maybe 5% randomly distributed absolute f***ing nonsense. So it's like, pull your socks up, keep your room clean, tell your female colleagues they're not biologically suited to their jobs. Ah, very stressful. Happy birthday. Your guest today on the podcast is time doctor and part-time raven, Matt Kirshen. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
It's a pleasure to have you. How's your
time? I just said a straight statement, but with the tone of a joke. Sorry, it made you pause awkwardly at that moment. It's a pleasure to be here.
I wanted to
you're
laugh.
You're
but
just
it wasn't
scanning
funny.
It like that's just a platitude. There's no punchline there. But it was delivered with the cadence of humour.
I mean, if I had a dollar for every time I'd heard someone deliver a platitude like it was a joke, I'd have $43.20. Coming up today, we'll be talking all the latest in travel news with your travel correspondent, Dr. Matt. But first, some headlines of stories we won't have time for. In the news today, Slovenia plans to open its border with Italy as the coronavirus slows down, Foreign Minister Andrzej Loga said last Saturday as he hosted his Italian counterpart, Officer Beeples, representing the Wiggles government in Italy at a meeting in Ljubljana. Officer Beeples, when approached for comment, blew her whistle to indicate a hope for a productive future diplomatic relationship between two such ancient and noble nations. The two countries have agreed that since some Slovenian nationalists do not recognize Italian sovereignty over the region of Trieste, claiming it as part of the Slovenian nation, while some Italian nationalists claim the littoral region, which used to have an Italian majority and still has an Italian population, Slovenia and Italy will just swap bits and call it a day. Are you a big believer in national Italian sovereignty?
I am actually, but I might have taken it too far. I believe Italy should have sovereignty over all nations. And that's really based on just having had a couple of really good Italian meals and thinking, these guys have got it going on.
Tell me about the meals. No, don't tell me about the meals. And the world of entertainment has come to a standstill, with voice actors everywhere going on strike to protest working conditions. Current complaints include being forced to use decades of thespian training to bring life to the concept of frozen peas, and the indignity of having to do the voice at parties to prove it's really them who does your child's favourite animated pig. The fallout means that ads, current affairs programmes, cartoons, audiobooks and podcasts now have to rely on non-voice actors to do all the voices, even though they can't. Head of the Voice Actors Guild Industry Noise Alliance, Mr. Brian Blessed, said, "Gordon's alive. I can't believe the appalling manner in which we've been treated. And if you tried to do my voice while reading this, Alice Fraser, you're a f***ing scab." Ha, pick you. I didn't do your voice. Other statements were also made by Patrick Stewart, who said, "I don't sound like this." And Christopher Walken, who said, "Oh, come on, Fraser. Everyone can do me." And that's all the time we have for the stories that we don't have time for, because now it's time for your ads. Your ad section now, because despair is a slippery slope into an endless abyss, and your next purchase of goods and services might well be an ephemeral crampon that gives you a brief moment of pleasure on the way down. Is your eyesight starting to fail? Try pessimism. Pessimism is the state of mind that suggests your eyesight isn't failing, the world really is becoming increasingly indistinct and terrible. Remember, pessimism. It doesn't just look bad, it is bad. And a new novel is out by self-published romance maven and online bestseller Dancy Lagarde. A Night of Passion is book 1.8 of the Night Clock Patrol series of modern detective romance thrillers with a supernatural twist. Our heroine is Callie. They call her a bitch because she's half detective, half werewolf, and all bitch. Callie is wearing a leather jacket with her flaming locks of auburn hair, her tiny waist, and her old-fashioned creamy voluptuousness. She's a sassy rebel, and she doesn't care who knows it. Despite her famed bitchiness, she's endlessly loyal to her friends and keeps doing things that are nice, even though everyone calls her a bitch. Until she meets her new partner, Marcus. Recently retired from a job bodyguarding the most famous vampire lords, he's f***ing massive and has a perfect body, and she first meets him while he's reading a book with his hair falling over his noble brow. But he's haunted by his dark past and is very rude to her at the same time as being hot. He's the careful one, with his military rigidity and massive torso, and his masculine protectiveness offends Callie's independent bitch spirit. Also, he's a werewolf also, but a different kind. They become nemesises, even though they're both attracted to each other and have to work together and have a mutual professional respect, but their nemesisness is mainly limited to saying sassy things to each other and saving each other's butts from life or death situations. Yeah, Callie spends a lot of time saying, men. It's not until they accidentally get nude in the course of a mission together that she sees his terrible sexy scars from his time in the military and understands that she's not the only person hiding her sexy scars under the facade of being a bitch. But just as Marcus hears Callie defending him to their boss and asks her on a date, a dark force arises, explaining the string of unexplained murders they've been sexily working on together. Callie is kidnapped and Marcus has to rescue her, but then vice versa because of feminism. Wounded and sexy, they recuperate together in Callie's expensive flat that she inherited from her rich grandmother by accidentally seeing each other coming out of the shower or waking up nude from a nightmare until they have sex. The Guardian called A Night of Passion an almost astonishing idea of how people interact, and the Washington Post called it a triumph of towels. A Night of Passion, available now in the back container of all motorcycles. If your beach nemesis has just kicked down your sandcastle, the quickest path to revenge is to go uphill and carefully siphon half a glass of water into the structural foundations of their castle at a vulnerable point. They'll never know what hit them, which arguably defeats the purpose of vengeance. But if you can't have a castle, nobody can. Brought to you by Half a Glass of Water. Like revenge, best served cold.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
And that's your ad section for today.
The Last Post.
Now it's time for your top story. Your top story today, travel news. Matt Kirshen, you're our travel correspondent. What's happening in the world of travel right now?
Oh, so much, Alice. What an eventful week it's been in the world of travel. In an unprecedented show of international cooperation, all of the world's leaders teamed up to test every human for the coronavirus and then set aside specific areas that are only for the infected. Emboldened by that huge success, the scheme was rolled out the next day to all known diseases and conditions. By Thursday, every corner of the globe was populated exclusively with people who shared their exact illness, trading treatment and maintenance tips in whatever language or system of miming and pointing worked best. Of course, there were teething problems, not least with the town of teething problems, which consisted entirely of babies and lacked both infrastructure and effective government. Meanwhile, the island of people who stubbed their toe on a rock pleaded with the United Nations that this isn't a contagious condition and asked that they at least send them just one healthy person to go and pick up groceries because it hurts to walk right now. By the end of the week, there was a clamour to return things to how they were, resisted mainly by the city of people who are pathologically inclined to stick with the original plan no matter how clearly it's been proven wrong. A city that was for some reason given all of the power. And that's been the week in travel.
Thank you so much for your top story, Matt Kirshen. And that's all the time we have for that top story, because now it's time for your letters to the editor. Your letters to the editor now. And remember, you too can send a letter to the editor by writing to us at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. Dear Alice and bodiless guest voice. That's a big call, Matt.
Wow. It's kind of embarrassing because this is the week that I sold my body.
After having listened to your trilogy after tripping over the tentacles of an octopus person costume lying on the floor after a wild party and falling nose first onto someone's phone attached to a speaker and accidentally waking everybody up by blasting your special, yes, all three of them in chronological order, I have now forgotten where this sentence was supposed to lead. Long story short, do you have a vacancy available as a best friend, or could you provide me with an address where to send the application? I know you don't like compliments, so here is the part where there are none. Thanks to Alice, and good luck to you, Christopher. Well, thank you very much for that letter. It's not that I don't like compliments, it's that I don't know how to deal with them. I appreciate them, but I'm not sure what the proper response is, other than that's a very well-constructed compliment.
Congratulations on those grammatically correct words.
Well, good. I don't think there was a question. Oh, yes, there was. There was, where do you provide an application to become my best friend? There is a grueling process involving an obstacle course, mainly emotional, but some physical, that you'll have to engage in. So send in your audition tape to thelastpost@somethingelse.com, and we'll see whether we cast you in the new reality television show, How to Become Alice Fraser's Best Friend, hosted by reality television maven Andy Zaltzman.
Is he still hosting Big Brother these days?
Man, he's hosting everything. He's all over the place. He truly is the Kardashian of the Zaltzmans.
I tell you what, that's TV though. When they find something that works, they stick with it.
They do stick with it, even when it just works so badly.
Working's working, whether it's good or bad.
Thank you so much for listening to The Last Post today. We're here in your ears 366 days of this year, and we'll be back tomorrow. Your guest on the podcast was Matt Kirschen. If you enjoyed him today, you'll enjoy his work as a correspondent on Picked Week, finishing in episode 45. So start there and go back in time. Why not? Doesn't change anything. Matt, have you got anything to plug?
Yeah, you could find me, Matt Kirschen, on the various social media type websites. You can listen to my podcast, Probably Science, on which Alice has featured a couple of times. And I'd also like to plug plugs. They can stop the flow of water or start the flow of electricity. That's plugs. Whether you're a liquid or an electron, plugs have a plan for you.
The Last Post is a Something Else, Alice Fraser and Bugle Podcasts production. I am Alice Fraser. Find me online at alliterative on Twitter and Instagram. That's A-L-I-T-E-R-A-T-I-V-E. Or commit to the full Alice Fraser experience by signing up on patreon.com/AliceFraser for a behind-the-scenes look at my glamorous life. The executive producer of this podcast is Christopher D. Skinner. His adoring and bedazzled subordinate producers are Harriet Wells and Ped Hunter. As they and we always say, good luck to you, Christopher. And I'll talk to you again tomorrow.
I'm James Richardson, host of the UK's number one football podcast, in my house anyway, The Totally Football Show. Even though there's totally no football going on right now, you can still join me and some of the smartest football minds around every Monday and Thursday as we take a fresh look at classic goals and games from the past 25 years of the Premier League and Champions League. Moments like this.
Oh my goodness me! Cantona has jumped in and scissor kung fu kick a fan!
And this.
Drops it! It's Gareth Bale again and it's a howler from Karius!
And of course, this.
Balotelli! Aguero!
So, liven up your lockdown with The Totally Football Show with me, James Richardson, every Monday and Thursday. Subscribe now on Spotify, Apple, and everywhere else you listen to your podcasts by searching for The Totally Football Show.